It was a very sudden rise. When you think about just a week ago, you had four candidates that were seeking the Republican nomination for a U.S. Senate to face Democrat Russ Feingold in the general election. This week, it's down to two, and for all intents and purposes, you can argue that it's down to one. That one candidate is Ron Johnson, an Oshkosh businessman who got into the race fairly late and has considerable wealth of his own that he says he's prepared to spend on the race. He was the last of the four candidates who jumped into this race. Last weekend at the state party convention, former Commerce Secretary Dick Leinenkugel got out of the race and pledged his support behind Johnson. The state party convention then put its support behind Johnson. That's something that I think a lot of people were not expecting. They were expecting with four candidates in the race, the party might not endorse. And then just this past week, Terrence Wall, a Madison businessman, one of the first candidates in the race, got out. He'd kind of see the party coalescing behind one candidate. And so now we're down to Oshkosh businessman Ron Johnson and Dave Westlake. Westlake has said he's not leaving the race, but he hasn't raised a whole lot of money up to this point. And the party is definitely behind Johnson right now.
Now, Johnson has some pretty deep pockets. What does this mean for Feingold? Because he has faced wealthy opponents before.
Yeah, Feingold, you know, for somebody who's a big proponent of campaign finance reform, is definitely no stranger to raising money. And he's raised it well. This year, he already, at the last reporting period, he had more than $4 million cash on hand, you know, money that he could spend. He's already been up on the air running television ads, so it's not like this challenge is going to catch him off guard. He knew that Republicans were going to be gunning for him, and he's ready. He has faced wealthy opponents in the past. Mark Newman, former Congressman Mark Newman, ran against Feingold, nearly beat him a couple elections ago. And then in the last race, construction executive Tim Michaels ran against Feingold. Both of those guys had money of their own that they spent on the race, but they came up short. So you could see a repeat of that in some ways, where Feingold has to try to fend off a wealthy challenger, but it's not something he hasn't done before. I guess the wild card this time around is that it seems like a pretty strong anti-incumbent mood in the country right now, and just broadly speaking, if you look at a generic ballot, it seems to favor Republicans.
Meanwhile, in the governor's race, Democrat Tom Barrett has begun some TV commercials.
Yeah, and he hasn't had to so far because Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett does not have a primary on the Democratic side in the race for governor. So he's been able to sit back and sort of watch his Republican opponents go at it, those opponents being Milwaukee County Executive Scott Walker and former Congressman Mark Newman. But Barrett is up on the air now with 1 minute television ad where he hammers home the message that he has created jobs, mentions the word jobs several times in the ad. It is the issue on voters' minds right now if you look at any polling. So he's getting out there trying to establish himself. And you've also seen some new spending on the Republican side coming from the state Republican Party on behalf of Scott Walker. That's sort of significant because Scott Walker earned the party endorsement last weekend, but we didn't really know if that meant anything, that is, if the party would be prepared to spend any money on him. Well, it appears that they are prepared to spend money on behalf of Scott Walker against Mark Newman. We don't know how much they're spending so far, but they're willing to put some dollars behind that endorsement.
Well, it'll be interesting. Sean, thank you so much.
All right. Thanks, Kristen.